Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth. I know you're out there
somewhere. Good morning. It is 8:12 right now, 68 degrees outside. Our guest this morning is Brian Hercules, the president of United Way of Rutherford County.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning to you.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great.
Great.
How is the United Way doing this morning?
Doing very well. Very well. It's an exciting time. We're less than a week away from announcing our allocations process for this year. Next Thursday at 1:30 at our office, we'll have a press release. So it's exciting times.
And you guys are busy. You've got a party coming up here very soon. And also, you're collecting school supplies.
Absolutely. You know, about 3 years ago, we sat back and looked at all the things your United Way were doing in the community as far as fundraisers, and we realized that small staff and a lot of things going on, and it equaled not a lot of money coming in, you know, in the revenue stream. So we did a little reassessment, and we decided to go with the red, white, and blues, and we worked with a committee here in the community that we put together and devised this thing to become our signature event, and it has really turned out to be a great event. I hope you guys are going to be able to be there this year, but it's July the 14th. It's going to be at Ronnie and Donna Barrett's house out on Broad Street. Ronnie's promised us he's going to roll some old cars out for us to be able to view. And, of course, the Barrett firearm will be there. You know, everybody likes to see that the big gun.
It is a big gun.
It is that. And, you know,
Have you had a chance to shoot it yet?
No, I haven't. I would love the opportunity someday. Maybe I can talk Ronnie into that.
I'm sure you can.
But, you know, the red, white, and blues has just kind of become a signature event for us. It's something the community seems to enjoy. It's just a really relaxed atmosphere, kind of a southern tradition. Cajun type party with the low country boil, and I have to disclaimer, there will be some other food there that for those folks that don't partake of the seafood, but you know, it's just a good way to relax, and we invite our agencies to come out, and you know, and it's a time for the community, our donors, our partners, and on the donor side and on the partner, on the agency side, to just kind of be able to sit down at the table and share their stories. We don't get too intense. It's very, very relaxed. It's, you know, shorts and flip-flops type of event, a little music playing in the background, and just a good time to be had.
And some good Cajun food, for sure.
Oh, I tell you, the Low Country Bowl the last couple of years has been really good. It's one of my favorites.
How much are tickets for this event?
$75 for individual tickets, and then we have sponsorships starting at $250 and going up, and the sponsorships include a certain number of tickets at each level. So,
okay.
You know, we just want people to come out and enjoy themselves.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's great. And we've been very fortunate. You know, the first one we did was at Marymount States. Then we were at Bill and Kathy Jones's house this year at Ronnie and Donna Barrett's house. And it's just really neat to have people open their homes. And, you know, and honestly, it's a little bit of the draw because, you know, you ride by some of these houses or you hear about some of these houses, and now you have the opportunity to go and see. And it's quite extravagant sometimes, but a lot of fun.
Now, tell us what you're doing about school supplies. You're currently collecting school supplies.
Yeah, we've been working on a program that's part of the United Way Worldwide Days of Action. As you might recall, we do our Days of Action earlier in the spring, and in fact, our Day of Action has turned into 3 days of action now. We had over 500 volunteers this year doing projects in the community. But we wanted to align with Worldwide in that mass Days of Action. So what we have chose to put on the program this year is it's called Stuff the Bus. And we're actually developing literacy kits for the children in some of our agencies and some of the school system where we've got some children that need some help with school supplies. So we're doing this drive, but what we'll be doing is putting with some volunteers, I got my dates all mixed up here, but in July, I believe it's the 21st, we'll be out at the Embassy Suites. They've provided us a room. We'll have volunteers out there, and we'll take all the school supplies and separate them into individual packets, and we've got backpacks for the children. And then our friends from Ingram Books, they've donated 600 age-appropriate books that are going to go into these kits. So they'll get school supplies, and for some of them, maybe the first time they've ever owned their own book. And it's more of a literacy kit, and it's something we're trying to do to help those kids get ready and get prepared for school starting back, and also a little something to excite them about maybe learning.
It's a great cause.
It is. You know, Scott, education is, I know the last couple of years in the news and the, you know, the school systems, and it seems like education is kind of taking a little bit of a black eye in the community. And when I say community, I mean the nation. You know, I know for a fact that we've got a lot of teachers out there and a lot of educators and a lot of administrative people that are doing a bang-up job, a wonderful job working with our children. And I think what happens is sometimes we forget it takes a community. You know, I had a statistic thrown out at me a couple of weeks ago at a conference I was at where it's every 26 seconds in the USA, there's a child dropping out of school.
Wow.
That ought to be something that alarms us. You know, and I think sometimes it's not necessarily because the educators aren't doing their job. You know, in any faction of work, you're going to have a bad egg here and there, that kind of thing. But I think there's people out there that just don't understand the encouragement that the children need today. You know, I was doing a CEO newsletter for our United Way here a couple of weeks ago, and I thought about it. I was in a process a couple of weeks ago at my church where I was new on a committee, and I was full of questions, and I could tell real quick, you know, some of the people on the committee, they knew this process, and they've been involved in it for a long time, and it almost intimidated me to the point where I wanted to shut down and not ask the questions. And I say that because I related that to some of our children, you know, because they're not encouraged by their community, not encouraged at home to grow and to learn. Do they get intimidated when they get in the classroom and they're afraid to ask questions and they shut down? And what happens is it stifles their learning experience. You know, so I think it's important for us to get out. I know Chrissy Haslam, the governor's wife, has got a process called Raise Your Hands Tennessee. And it's raise your hand to be a mentor to a child. It's about getting people involved to go out and help, you know, with these children and build their self-esteem up and give them that encouragement to go out there and don't be ashamed if they don't know, but let's learn, let's ask questions and those kind of things. So, you know, that's just an important part of that whole learning process. So this little bit that we're doing right now with Stuff the Bus and then tagging along with trying to develop mentors in the community and stuff for these children through our agencies with the Boys and Girls Club and the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts and different agencies, that's what's going to make a difference in education, I think, in the future.
Now you mentioned earlier the Day of Accreditation is coming up. What does that mean for local nonprofits?
Our allocations. Well, that's when they're going to find out what their allocations are for the July 1st, 2012 forward for the next year. You know, that process starts with the fundraising campaign back in September of last year. We actually, you know, closed the campaign down towards the end of January. Now we're always campaigning, but that's the official, you know, we call the number and say this is what we've raised for this year, and then we build our budget off of that through May and June, and then allocations are out working. You know, it's an interesting thing. You know, my title is President and CEO of the United Way, but I have to tell you, I make no decisions on the allocations process. That's done by over 90 volunteers in this community. But we have volunteers that are just wonderful people that go out. They actually look at the agencies. They look at their mission. They look at their financial responsibility. And then they come back and make recommendations as a group. It's a grueling five-day process that's an all-day meeting for 5 days straight. And each agency has the opportunity to come in and share their story in a 30-minute window. They talk about what they're doing. They talk about what their needs are. And then that group of volunteers make that recommendation that will end up going to our full board on June the 14th at noon. And then at 1:30, we will rearrange the room and have the press conference and share that allocation process with the community.
How many local nonprofits are a part of United Way?
With our grant partners, and this year we've not completed the grant process. That'll be done this week, or the first of next week, with the allocations committee. We will have over 40 partners.
Wow. Has it been more or less in the past?
It's actually, with the grant process, grown anywhere from 5 to 6 a year. You know, the grant process really helped us reach out to some of those agencies that in the past have not been full partners, but yet their mission aligns very well with the mission of Your United Way, which are, you know, focused on education, income, health, and rebuilding lives. So it's a way for us to begin that process of having a relationship with an agency, do some investigation on their mission, on their fiduciary responsibility, on their boards, and on their management style, and make sure that they align very well with what your United Way is trying to do in the community.
How does a nonprofit go about becoming a member of the United Way?
Well, actually, the grant process is now the tool that we are using to onboard a new agency. You can apply for the grant starting in January of next year, and it'll be the first opportunity for us to have a look at that agency.
Brian, how much money are we talking about here for all these local nonprofits?
Well, I'm not at liberty to release the total allocation this year. That's something that won't be done until next Thursday. But I will tell you that we have the highest investment back into the community we've ever had for our United Way. Now, that comes off of a year where we had the highest fundraising year. If you remember, we closed the year out. Our goal was $3 million, and we actually ended up at $2,970,000 roughly. So you can just anticipate, from previous years, what that means. But it's going to be a great announcement on the 14th.
And who donates to the United Way? Is it just the general public?
It's all across the board. The general public, absolutely. We have a lot of companies that will invest back into the community through their United Way. We have companies that will match their employees' donations, some as high as a dollar for a dollar. So that's where most of it comes from. And then, we have a lot of individuals outside the scope of the workforce that's retired or maybe independent business people that will come in and say, hey, we like what you're doing. We appreciate the responsibility you're bringing to the philanthropic area of our community. And the natural progression of what we do is many times that very basic need in the community. So many people want to get involved and want to make a difference. So that's where our funding comes from.
Sounds great. What are some of the bigger partners that you have had over the years as far as businesses go?
Well, it's hard to start singling them out, but, in our top 10, it'd be hard not to mention General Mills. General Mills last year, they achieved about $650,000 and some change between their employees and what their foundation gives through the United Way here in the community. Publix grocery stores, supermarkets, they are just a wonderful partner. State Farm Insurance, Yates Services, Nissan, those are some of the larger donors. And then, we have I tell you one that just fascinates me is the Rutherford County government and the Rutherford County school systems. A couple of years ago, they combined their campaign to try to grow their campaign, and they were raising about $60,000 a year between the two. Last year, they did close to $200,000 with us. Just a great partner. And it doesn't surprise me in a way if you think about the educators out there in the school system. They're seeing those needs probably quicker than most of us, because the children is where the needs really begin to shine, whether it's needs for clothes, needs for food. And typically the children will represent what the family needs are.
How do you go about finding a partner? I mean, do you go out and actively solicit partners, or do they come to you?
Well, we have a little bit of both. I think one of the things that's been really neat for us to see at Your United Way the last couple of years is as the community has, I think, accepted us and seen the relevance. And I think part of that comes from a lot of hard work that Your United Way board and Your United Way staff has done to begin to build a very conscious, acceptance in the community through our financial responsibility. We, for the last 3 years, have produced an annual report that goes out. We put it on our website. We put it in the newspapers and try to get it in every home and everybody's hands, because, truly the United Way belongs to the community. But I think because of that openness and transparency, I believe the community is beginning to accept us and understand better what we do and how we work. Because of that, we've had a lot of companies the last couple of years calling us saying, hey, we like what you're doing. How can we get involved? And, it doesn't always mean just running a campaign, because a lot of our companies bring great volunteers to the table. They bring advocacy for the needs in the community. And that's what's the most important. I tell people sometimes giving is the easiest way to get involved with United Way, because typically it's giving a donation or stroking a check. You really want to find out what we're doing. Get involved and volunteer your time at one of the agencies or come out and work the days of action and really see what's going on out in the community.
Can you set up a time to volunteer at one of the agencies through the United Way?
Absolutely. You call our office and talk with Jennifer Smith or Kristen Hampton, and we'll find an opportunity for you. You know, we have some companies that it's been fun to work with. They'll call us and say, hey, we want to do this as a team-building project for our management team, and we'd like for you to find us a project that we can do. Maybe paint a room in an agency or, you know, work with some children and do some mentoring or tutoring. That's when it's perfect. I mean, that's really sweet because, you know, the folks that go out and do this become true advocates for what that need is.
Brian Hercules is our guest today. He is the president and CEO of the United Way of Rutherford County and Cannon County as well. I always forget to leave off the Cannon County, but Cannon County
Cannon
as
County
well.
Is part of, yeah.
And you got a lot of residents in Cannon County now. It's growing.
It is. And, you know, Cannon County is becoming a very important part of what we do. The needs in Cannon County are as great or greater than what we're seeing in Rutherford County.
How many nonprofits are you helping out in Cannon County?
Well, you know, we have about 17 that are actually providing services like the Red Cross and the Salvation Army and some of those things based on needs up there during disaster or those kind of things. But we have about 6 that are actually in Cannon County that we're working with.
About 6.
Mm-hmm.
That's more than I would have thought.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, you know, I was looking at some statistics the other day for some of the community outreach stuff that we're doing. And, you know, one of the statistics where we were looking at uneducated people in our community, right now the statistics tell us about 13% of the adults in Rutherford County do not have a high school education. That number almost doubles. It's 24% in Cannon County. And we begin to look at both counties on those needs levels and doing some comparisons. And, you know, and Cannon County is a wonderful place. I mean, there's just a lot of great people up there. It's a beautiful community, you know, and but they have needs.
Definitely so. Again, our guest today is Brian Hercules with the United Way, and we're going to take a short break to get a look at the weather forecast and also to take a look at the news right now. In fact, here's the weather.
Sunshine for the forecast area. Highs will be in the mid-80s with a calm wind becoming east-northeast. Mostly clear skies for tonight, low of 63. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Right now, it's 70.
The brand new Ford Taurus SHO is awaiting your family at Ford of Murfreesboro. SHO stands for super high output, and this isn't your typical family car. The Ford Taurus Show packs a punch with 365 horsepower. The Ford Taurus Show, V8 power with V6-like fuel efficiency. And ask about their 0% financing for up to 60 months. Visit Ford of Murfreesboro today on Broad at the Northfield intersection. You can visit them 24/7 online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hello, I'm Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers. If you already own a Tag Heuer watch, let our in-house professional watch technician replace your battery and pressure test it. It only takes one day, and it's at half the price of our competition, who have to send the watch off for 4 weeks.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton. Have you had your jewelry professionally cleaned and checked lately? Stop in today for your free checkup.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad across from Toots.
Tennessee Radio Network News. I'm Theron Nicholas. The Tennessee Department of Transportation is working on a free smartphone application using the traffic data it already collects. It's tentatively set to be available later this year. A judge in East Tennessee has denied a death row convict's motion for a new trial in the slaying of two teens, one of whom was dismembered. A court order entered this week says Howard Willis's trial had no errors and denied a new trial for the 61-year-old Willis. The music world loses a legend.
Guitarist and singer Bob Welch, whose work in the early 1970s for Fleetwood Mac set the stage for the band's multi-platinum success later in the decade, died Thursday at his home in Nashville. Welch was found dead of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound to the chest. He was 66.
ERN's Dan Item. The Tennessee Supreme Court has reversed a trial court's decision and ruled in favor of a worker diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. Stephen Ratliff was diagnosed with a condition in 2008, after witnessing the bodies of two co-workers who died in separate workplace accidents.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. 10 premium channels. HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-590-7570. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-590-7570. That's 800-590-7570. Again, 800-590-7570.
A Somali man who refused to testify against gang members in a sex trafficking trial in Nashville told a judge he was assaulted and informed that gang members would get him if he snitched. Abdullahi Farah was charged with criminal contempt for refusing to testify during a federal trial against 9 defendants accused in the sex trafficking ring. Bridgestone America plans to invest $74 million more through the next year to expand its Firestone tire factory in Des Moines. Bridgestone America, which is based in Nashville, didn't say whether the new plan will bring more jobs. Outdoorsmen in Tennessee get a bargain tomorrow, free fishing with no license required. The annual Free Fishing Day is sponsored by the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency to increase interest in fishing. The Tennessee State Harley Owners Group, or HOG, decided last week at this year's rally to return in 2014 after meeting next year in Maryville. This year's gathering drew 2,400 participants from 33 states. I'm Theron Nicholas. This is TRN News.
Hi, I'm Leon Wyman, owner of A1 Lawnmower Repair.
Hi, I'm Haley. My papa can fix it.
'Tis the season to be mowing, and if your lawnmower is not at its best, you need to give us a call at 563-7352. We can service all type of push mowers, riding mowers, weed eaters, chainsaws, and generators. We even offer a pickup and delivery service for your convenience. You can check out our website at a1lawnmowerrepair.webs.com. Take Highway 70 toward Woodbury to the flashing light, turn right, and we're 2 miles on the right.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Right now the time is 8:34, temperature outside now holding at 70 degrees, so the temperature is indeed warming up. Could be in the high 80s today, so it's going to be quite warm. I think tomorrow is going to be in the 90s. You ready for that?
Yeah, you know, I heard you speaking earlier to juniors. I think I got to make a trip over there and pick up a few of those things for the grill tomorrow and see if I can't find a shady tree in a hammock somewhere.
That sounds. I love grilling out, especially in the summertime.
Well, you know, my previous exposure to the workforce was the natural gas business, so
right.
I spent a little time around a grill, and we love at our house to grill out pretty regularly. So
it is a lot of fun.
It is. It is.
Tastes great too.
Yeah.
Brian Hercules is our guest today from the United Way. Brian, how does the United Way work?
You know, that's an interesting question, and I appreciate you asking me that, Scott. You know, one of the things we're trying very diligently to do is get that information out to the community, because I think a lot of people do not understand the process. They see the United Way as we raise money and then we give it away, put it in the agencies. And, you know, typically we're touching the down and out and the homeless and the children that need, you know, coats or shoes or food or those kind of things. But, you know, your United Way is a lot more than that. Your United Way here in this community, you know, we do have some processes, and we're in the community impact business is the way I like to look at it. You know, we're taking some basic needs in the community, and we're trying to find not just a quick answer and a resolve and solution for the moment, but what can we do for long term? You know, what can we do to try to eliminate that problem in the community long term? You know, what we do basically is a cycle of we work with our board and with our staff to find those needs in the community and look and make sure that we understand the need. And then we begin to work with our partners to develop a program that will will help handle that need. And then we fund it. And on the backside of that, probably the most important thing we do is we hold accountable. You know, I'm not Big Brother, and we're not looking over the shoulders and those kind of things of the agencies and telling them how to run their business, but we are holding them accountable for the money that this community invests through their United Way into that program. So if somebody tells us they're going to feed 100 children and this is what the requirement is financially to do that, then we're making sure that they feed those children. We make sure that those children are getting those services, so those kind of things.
How do you go about making sure that what they say is happening?
Well, you know, I go back to that allocations process, that five-day window that I was talking about. Those volunteers are actually advocates for those agencies, and we assign volunteers to a particular agency, and they are working with them on a year-round basis so that when it becomes time to look at the allocations, they can step up to the table and say, yes, this agency performed the task that they ask us to fund, those type of things. We also go through an application process every year with each agency where they report back to us their financial responsibility, their management responsibility, and the outcomes of those programs. So it's a pretty intense. I love the five-day process because, especially when we have, you know, and typically we'll have anywhere from 10 to 15 new panel members, and they'll scratch their head and walk out of the room at the end of the day going, my gosh, I did not realize the intensity of this program and what United Way does to protect those dollars and to make sure that they're being utilized properly and to make sure that they are achieving the outcomes that was sold as part of the funding process.
Is there any national United Way funding, or is it all local?
You know, we have some national partners, and some of the large, like the UPS or FedEx or folks like that, run through a national organization. And I'm going to take your question a step further because I think it's important back to the original question, how does your United Way work? You know, we are part of a membership organization of the United Way Worldwide umbrella. We are not run by United Way Worldwide. I do not report to, you know, a corporate office at United Way Worldwide. Our United Way is run by a local board of directors, and right now our board is 38 members of this community. And that's who runs and sets the tone and gives the guidance to where we're going as an organization in this community. You know, I get tickled. Rob Lyons and I have a little standing joke. You know, Rob says every Thursday, you know, he has the opportunity for somebody to vote him out of a job. And, you know, every month I have, you know, a board meeting where 14 vote that I don't need to be there anymore. I don't have a job. We laugh about that. But that's very serious because that is how your United Way works. We are a local organization. Now, we pay 1% of our fundraising to United Way Worldwide for that cost, which last year equated to about $26,000. We were able to purchase the Live United moniker in advertising program. We get the NFL advertising and those kind of things. And I tell you, if you've ever bought advertising, $26,000 to buy that package is very, very cheap. You know, honestly, if we were trying to develop something like that on our own, you could spend millions of dollars in advertising. That's not where we want to spend our money. We want to spend our money on doing programs and investing back in the community.
Speaking of programs, you help people with their taxes this year.
We did. You know, there's a couple of things, and again, thank you for asking. We've got a couple of programs I'd like to highlight, if you'll allow me, that are not traditional United Way programs. Again, I go back to, you know, so many folks in the community think about the down and out. You know, last year, United Way served 93,500 people across this community. That's one in three people in this community, if you look at the statistics. And that's a range of people that were down and out or homeless to people that live in neighborhoods where you and I live. I tell people 3 years ago, United Way provided a service for me with hospice in the loss of my mother and father-in-law. It was a tough time in our family, and honestly, I don't know what we would have done. So I have to say thank you to this community for funding hospice in this community so folks will have that service. Now, go to the tax service. You know, last year, Cliff Sharp and I were talking at a meeting, and he had been contacted by the IRS. I had already been looking at the VITA sites, trying to figure out how United Way could fund the program and get involved in it. It's a great program. So Cliff and I decided to team up, and it was a great partnership. And Greenhouse Ministries did a wonderful job of actually running and implementing the program. United Way was on the kind of the sidelines, and we were working in the PR side of it. We were working in recruiting the volunteers, but we worked in a collaboration with Greenhouse and the IRS. We ended up doing a little over 430 tax returns for folks in our community that have an income of $50,000 or less with four people in the home. The real outcome equated to over $490,000 of real money coming back into this community in the hands of those families that needed it, in the hands of the families that probably in most cases was a life-changing event because it allowed them to do some things that they've never been able to do because typically they would have paid somebody else $200 or $300 to do their taxes. And in many cases, they were going to predatory lending type institutes to get this done, and they were maybe giving up 20 or 25% of their tax return for a same day loan. Now they were able to get it done for free, and that money went back in their hands. The other thing that I was real proud of is the local banks through the United Way stepped up and said, hey, how can we help? And we were able to work with some of them to come in and do some counseling with these folks as they got their tax return to help them understand the value of a banking account and the value of a savings account or the investment of those dollars into a good automobile or into a better living circumstance for their family. So, again, I don't hesitate to use for many people this was a life-changing event in their family.
And like you said, you literally saved people thousands of dollars. At least 40,000 probably.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you know, like I said, $492,000.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's just an amazing number. And, you know, that's outside the scope of what we do in fundraising. That's another, you know, close to $500,000.
That's great. What else is the United Way involved in?
Well, I was going to tell you, another program that we've gotten involved in, and again, it goes back to because of our relationship with United Way Worldwide, they were able to work with a company called FamilyWise. FamilyWise is a prescription discount card for families that are underinsured or not insured. You know, and again, you think about those families today, and many of them are people that are our friends that we go to church with, or we're in a civic club with, or where our children play ball together, those kind of things, because many people in our community have suffered job loss and they're out of their benefits. So they're underinsured or they're not insured today. FamilyWise is a prescription card that allows that family at no charge to have a discount on prescriptions. Now, you can download that FamilyWise card at uwrutherford.org. They're available at places like the Hope Clinic, and many doctor's offices are now allowing us to put that prescription card out there. There's a number associated with each of those cards in our county, and FamilyWise actually has a ticker that tells us how many dollars are saved in our community by using that program. Over the last 18 months, we were at $463,000 of savings on prescriptions in this community.
Can anybody use this card?
Anybody that's underinsured or not insured. And I tell you, I tell the staff, I guess I take funny visions of what is success for your United Way in the community, but a couple of weeks ago, we had our receptionist come back to my office and say, hey, I just got a phone call that you need to know about. A lady was at a local pharmacy getting a prescription filled when the pharmacist presented her with a prescription and was going to take payment, asked her for her insurance card, and she said she didn't have one. She wasn't insured. The pharmacist said, let's stop this transaction right now. Pick up the phone, call United Way, get a FamilyWise card. If you do that, I can save you 50% of the cost of this prescription. You know, that's success to me because now even the pharmacists are recognizing for our community there's a place for people to get some help. Don't know what the circumstances were, but I would dare say this is probably a lady that had lost her job and you know, still had prescription requirements, and you know, the pharmacist willing to reach out and get her some help.
Now, when you say underinsured, if you have a medical plan that does not cover prescriptions, would that be considered?
That's what we're talking about. So if you've got say basic plan coverage for, you know, catastrophic type illness or those kind of things, then you can use this on your prescription because that's not covered on that policy. So, yeah, if it's underinsured or not insured at all and there's no charge, no questions. I was talking with someone recently speaking about, you know, the Mexican and Latino community, and many of those folks are here legally, but they don't want to share information, and they're working, you know, construction jobs or places like this where they're a 1099 employee instead of a payroll employee. Anybody can get this prescription card at no cost. You can go to our website, again, uwrutherford.org, download it right off the website, and use it that day.
You know, we talked a lot about what the United Way does on a daily basis, but we haven't really talked about some of the different nonprofits that are impacted by the United Way. What are some of the nonprofits that are a part of the United Way?
Gosh, you know, you're going to put me on the spot here, Scott, because number one, we don't have enough time to go through all of them, and then trying to memorize all those, it might be tough for me. It's, you know, but it's some of the, you know, very traditional things like Boys and Girls Club, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, you know, CASA, the Child Advocacy Center, the Salvation Army, the Red Cross, and the list goes on and on.
See, I never would have guessed Boy Scouts.
Yes, Boys and Girls Scouts. Boy Scouts actually are the longest funding partner that we have. They've been with us from the beginning, and you know, your United Way right now is celebrating close to 56 years.
Is that in Murfreesboro or is that nationwide?
That's the Murfreesboro. Yeah, you know, again, I go back to, with United Ways being a local organization run by a local board, the United Ways in the local areas decide who they fund. You know, many times when I go in and speak to an employee campaign or something, one of the first questions asked, you know, I understand that you guys support, you know, pro-life choices and, you know, anybody that does that, I'm not going to, you know, donate dollars to. Well, that's their opinion, and I appreciate that and respect that. But what you have to understand is our United Way does not support abortion in any form or fashion. We don't support gun rights. We are looking at the basic needs of the community in the area of health, education, rebuilding lives, and income stability. That's where we focus our time and attention.
Now, is that true nationwide, or is that just on the local level?
That's just on the local level. Each United Way has the, you know, the governance ability to fund anything they want to within that community.
Okay. Well, interesting.
Yeah.
I never knew all these ins and outs of the United Way.
I didn't either until about 3 years ago. You know, I served on the United Way board for close to 7 years in Columbus, Georgia, before I moved back to Murfreesboro. And when I got back here, I actually was asked to serve on the board here and was serving on the board. And it's a fascinating organization. A lot of good people doing a lot of good work. It's incredible.
How did you go about making that leap from Atmos Energy to United Way?
You know, I served Atmos Energy, and they served me very well for over 29 years. I told my president when I resigned and left that organization, the biggest mistake he made was moving me back to Murfreesboro. I had been gone for about 24 years, lived in Virginia for a few years, and then in Columbus, Georgia for a little over 22 years. And they asked me to come back to Middle Tennessee and move back to Murfreesboro. And I'd been here about 3 years, and they began to talk to me about possibility of moving to another location. And I was just like, man, you shouldn't have brought me back home. You gave me a taste of what I'd been missing and didn't realize it. And, you know, Murfreesboro's home, and I wanted to stay here. And I was getting close to retirement age anyway and beginning to think about it. And when they began to talk to me about leaving and going to one of our other locations, I just, you know, my wife and I sat down and said, gosh, we're just really not interested in doing this. And we also realized in the corporate world, when you make those type of decisions, you begin to limit your ability to grow. Well, lo and behold, this opportunity with United Way came available when Rachel Holder had Lincoln and decided not to come back. I was serving on the board, and actually the board had asked me to serve as chair of the search committee for our new president and CEO. And my wife and I sat down one night and we were talking, and I said, you know, if this was just a couple of years down the road, I would love to do something like this, because it's always been a somewhat of a dream for me to do something in the role of giving back to the community. And my wife, in her wisdom, looked at me and said, when are you going to quit talking about it and do something? And lo and behold, that's what happened. And I applied for the job, went through the process. I think the board interviewed three or four people. And I was very blessed to be given the opportunity. And it has truly been a blessing. I know, you know, people say, gosh, that sounds so hokey that you got your dream job. But honestly, that's how I feel. It's become a reality of a dream for me.
How often does the United Way get compliments for the people they serve?
You know, constantly. And you know, sometimes and I tell our staff, one of the things that we have to be careful of is, you know, if you're an employee at the Boys and Girls Club or Alive Hospice or the Salvation Army, you're in that front line of touching individuals and seeing people change. And I call it that warm fuzzy. you know, where we're at, we're kind of in that back office business kind of mode of the nonprofit community. So we have to find a different way to really get, you know, that warm and fuzzy about what we do. And we get it through making sure that the accountability is there and making sure that the reputation and the brand of who we are in the community is that of a great reputation. We weren't going to talk about this, but you've led me into something, and I've got to be cautious here that I'm not bragging too much. You know, United Way over the last few years has really worked hard in this community to build that reputation. There's a little thing that United Way Worldwide does through their membership organizations that they call it a thumbs up. And that thumbs up is kind of like the good housekeeping seal that your United Way is in full compliance financially and compliance with the government, agencies, those type of things. And there's a whole list of like 21 different things within the membership organization that have to be accomplished to receive that thumbs up. 3 years ago, we received that thumbs up for the first time in many years. And we are, as of yesterday morning, we have received our third consecutive thumbs up for United Way in this community.
I'm pretty proud
of that. Yeah. Our board of directors and our staff, very much in tune with making this United Way in Rutherford and Cannon County the best it can be. And again, not brag too much, but we were one of 188 United Ways that received that designation this year out of 1,246. So that puts us in the top 15% nationally for membership requirements with United Way Worldwide.
Brian Hercules is our guest today. He is the president and CEO of the United Way of Rutherford and Cannon Counties. We're going to take a short break, but when we come back, we will talk a little bit more about the United Way. Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there is a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide Products. Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is the answer to all of your garden insect problems. Captain Jack's works two ways, on contact or through feeding, and this will ensure that your insect problems are indeed over. Captain Jack's all-organic insect control is available in easy-to-use dust, liquid concentrate, ready-to-use, and ready-to-spray containers with built-in applicators. Pick up Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew today. You can learn more online at bonide.com. The time right now is 8:52.
Maybe your broker has given you the cold shoulder. At Edward Jones, the level of service we provide is based on your personal needs and preferences, not the size of your investment portfolio. This is Lee Colvin of Edward Jones, and whether you're starting an investment plan or have accumulated a sizable portfolio, I can help you. I provide highly individualized, face-to-face service to each investor. Call me today, Lee Colvin, at 907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
This is Dave Kivanimi inviting you to come over to Music World and Drummer's Den. We've got some great new drum kits in stock from Ludwig and Gretsch, which are two of the great American drum companies that date back into the 1800s. Here at Music World and Drummer's Den, we've got a great line of accessories, guitar amps, Black Star amps, Marshall and Vox, complete line of accessories, PA, equipment rentals. This is Dave Kivanimi inviting you to come over to Music World and Drummer's Den, South Church Street, across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
Play it again, sports!
Your golf headquarters.
Get new and quality used golf clubs from Nike, TaylorMade, Callaway, pre-owned, and more. Save money on drivers, hybrids, wedges, and iron sets, and accessories at Play It Again Sports on Thompson Lane.
Good morning once again. A lot of congestion in Murfreesboro at this time around Broad Memorial. Also, Old Fort Parkway at Chapin, Old Fort Parkway at Kaysen Lane, very busy. I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231. Lots of congestion through there already this morning. We have one accident to report. I-24 westbound at James Robertson Parkway could slow you down just a little bit coming in from the east side. Get a $49 introductory massage at Massage Envy today. Gift cards available for any occasion. Massage Envy, Cool Springs, Bellevue, Brentwood, and Green Hills. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Did you get a sad face after your emissions test?
Come by Todd's Complete Auto Care and we'll get your car to pass and put a smile on your face.
This is Amy at Todd's Complete Auto Care Center. We'll even take it through emissions for you.
Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad across from the Discovery Center.
Come see me.
Now friends, if you haven't been to Bell Furniture, you've been spending too much on your furniture and not getting the quality. Bell Furniture has the Serta Leather Sectional. Regular $10.99, they have it for $7.49. They have some beautiful chaise lounges, too. And Perry Bell wanted me to tell you that everything at Bell Furniture is made in America. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Lots of sunshine for the forecast area. Highs will be in the mid-80s with a calm wind becoming east-northeast. Mostly clear skies for tonight, low of 63. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Right now, it's 70.
Demas Restaurant has pans to go.
We began to get a lot of calls on can you feed 7 or 8 or 10 of us or 20, 30, some large number.
Jim Demas showing his fatherly pride.
Pans to go. That was something that Peter introduced.
Pans to go at Demas Restaurant.
Each pan will feed from 6 to 8 people. So we've got a pretty full array of pans to go.
Eat with a family who truly appreciate your business. Demas Restaurant.
The GNS in our call stands for Good Neighbor Station. That's been our objective since 1947. Good Neighbor Talk on WGNS Murfreesboro.
Time right now is 8:56. It is 70 degrees outside. Brian Hercules from the United Way has been our guest this morning. Brian, is there anything in closing that you would like to tell the listeners?
Well, I think the first thing I'd like to say is just how much I appreciate and say thank you to this community for the giving heart that exists here. We have a wonderful community. It's a great place to live. We have people that genuinely care about the community and are willing to step up and volunteer and give to reach out and touch some of these needs in the community. You know, I also would be remiss if I didn't challenge this community to continue to give of their time and of their resources to make a difference. You know, I get tickled sometimes. People ask me, well, you know, I'd love to give to United Way, but I don't have that much to give, you know, and my small portion really wouldn't make that much difference. Let me tell you something. You know, we have somebody like General Mills here in our community who gives over $600,000, but truly 80 to 85% of the donations your United Way receives is $2 to $5 a week or every paycheck kind of donations. Every little bit does count. Every little bit does help. Even more importantly than the money, get involved. Go out there and find a place to plug in and mentor a child or go to the Salvation Army and fold clothes or feed somebody. You know, just that's what truly makes an impact and makes a difference in the community is when we give from our hearts.
Is it just me or is this community more giving than other communities?
I tell you, you know, Scott, I was telling you when I was with Atmos, I've lived in several different communities. Rutherford County, Murfreesboro, Cannon County is where I choose to make home because of this community and the heart of this community. There's not a better place to live as far as I'm concerned.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah. You know, I have to say thank you to you, Scott, and Brian, and Bart, for all that you've done to support the United Way individually and as a company here. You know, WGNS truly is a good neighbor station because you guys do work from the heart. And we appreciate everything you've done to help us get our message into the community and advocate for what your United Way is doing.
Well, thank you. We wouldn't have it any other way.
Well, one last plug, you know, July 14th, tickets are on sale for $75 a piece. You can get them on our website through PayPal or you can call the office. We'd love to see you out at our Red, White, and Blues. That is our only fundraising event that United Way runs. We have several other small events that different companies run and we're the benefactor of, but this is truly our event. And come out and meet some of the agencies and the directors and see what they do and see what impact and find your passion in this community.
And get some great Cajun food for sure.
Man, that shrimp, my taste buds are bursting this morning.
You're ready for it now?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
That sounds good. Right now the time is 9 o'clock. That's going to do it for today's show. Brian Hercules has been our guest today. Brian, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Scott.
Stay with us. We do have more news coming up in just a minute, including Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker.